Hello again. This is John Doremus with a passing parade of the story of a man of many parts. President Franklin Roosevelt ranked him, along with Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin, as one of the three greatest minds America has produced. He was an astute diplomat, a notable scientist, and perhaps the most efficient military administrator of his time. His name was Benjamin Thompson. Benjamin Thompson was born in the village of Woburn, Massachusetts in 1753. At 13, he was apprenticed to a draper in Salem. In his spare time, he studied mathematics, chemistry, and physics, determined not to neglect the slightest opportunity for advancement. At 17, he moved to Boston, where he subsequently found employment as a schoolteacher. When the War of Independence broke out, his sympathies lay with England, and he joined the British Army in Boston. When Washington's forces advanced on the city, it was evacuated by the British, and Thompson boarded a ship bound for England. On his arrival, he went straight to the office of Lord George Germain, Secretary of State for the Colonies. So impressed was Germain by the report he submitted on the American situation that he conferred on him the rank of Under-Secretary. He was later made a colonel in the King's Dragoons. At the war's end, granted a substantial life pension by the British government for his services. He was invited by the Elector of Bavaria to reorganize the Bavarian military forces. Before accepting the assignment, he wrote to King George III of England requesting permission. The king not only granted it, but threw in a knighthood and a coat of arms as well. Now, Sir Benjamin Thompson, the former draper's apprentice, set about cleaning up the worst military mess in Europe. Yes, Sir Benjamin. The results he achieved delighted the elector, who appointed him Minister of War and Police, Generalissimo of the Army, and State Councilor. For all practical purposes, he became dictator of Bavaria at the age of only 31. It has been said that no man could have used his powers more wisely. Bavaria at the time was in a chronic state of economic depression. Thompson worked miracles and soon had the country on its feet. Meanwhile, he renewed his scientific studies, probing into the nature and properties of heat, a phenomenon of which little was then known. Among other things, he invented the enclosed fuel stove for cooking. In 1794, under Thompson's administration, the Bavarian army won a resounding victory over the invading army of revolutionary France. The hero of the hour, he was elevated to the status of Count and became Count Rumford, taking his title from the American town of that name. In 1798, heaped with honors, he returned to England as Bavarian ambassador. He continued his scientific work there and devised numerous improvements in heating, lighting, and cooking apparatus. In 1800, he founded the Royal Institution of Great Britain, which became renowned as one of the great scientific research centers of the world. General Sir Benjamin Thompson, Count of Rumford, died in 1814 at the age of 61, revered throughout Europe as few men have been. Our time is up till we meet again for another chapter in the Passing Parade. This is John Doremus. As always, thank you so much, and goodbye for now.